free content, let's say valuable free content, keeps paid customers happy. And that's important.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Well, hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. Today in this shorty episode, I want to share with you a book that I recently read that I absolutely love and highly recommend. The book is called $100 Million Leads by Alex Hormozi. And if Alex is new to you, he's a successful entrepreneur, investor, author of 3 best-selling books, and one of those books we're going to talk about today, but I recommend all of his books. Also, he recently did an epic book launch with his most recent book called $100 Million Offers. And his wife, Layla, was a huge part of that book launch, and it was incredible. She did an incredible job helping him launch that book, and I want to give her a shout out as well because I'm a huge fan of Layla as well. But this is a power couple. They are worth following on social. They give massive value every single day. And because I teach people how to grow their email lists, I figured encouraging you to read a book about getting more leads in your business makes perfect sense. And that's what we're going to do today. And before I get into it, I wanted to mention something that I thought was interesting about Alex. I don't think that he is extra special. And I don't mean that in any disrespect. I think he's incredible. But here's what I'm saying. He started his entrepreneurial career in the fitness industry, and his business wasn't anything necessarily unique or proprietary. Instead, it was really how he learned to build his clientele and gather leads that made his ordinary fitness business extraordinary. So the guy is extraordinary for sure. But what I'm saying is it's not like he was in a niche that was super unique or first to market or anything like that. And he talks really candidly about some of his fears he had in the beginning, some relationships that were really hard for him. Like, he's gone through all the struggles of entrepreneurship that you and I are going through or have gone through. And so I want you to see this as, look, if Alex can figure this out, I can figure this out as well. And I just want you to keep that in mind. And I don't want you to let the $100 million figure in that title scare you, because I know a lot of those that are listening right now, you are either just getting your business started, maybe it's still a side hustle, or you're making a couple $100,000, but your goal might be $1 million, but $100 million, even to me, that of course feels like, what? That sounds wild and so out of reach. However, one, let's dream big. And two, Alex's strategies can certainly get you up to this level, but they're also very effective for business owners in any stage of entrepreneurship. So you don't need to be making millions of dollars for his strategies to work. And I just wanted to make that clear. Now, Alex shares everything he has learned about getting leads with 8 interactive playbooks in his book called $100 Million Leads, How to Get Strangers to Want to Buy Your Stuff. Essentially, this book gives you a blueprint for how to automate and scale your business by focusing on attracting solid leads. And I think we all could use more quality, solid leads. So with that, I'm going to share 3 of my biggest takeaways from this book that will be very useful to you, and especially to my course creators out there, to my membership owners out there, and those of you who are just growing a business. Now, I encourage you to get the book. So I'm not going to give it all away. That's disrespectful to Alex. I want you to get his book and let's give the guy the credit he deserves. And I noticed recently he had over 20,000 reviews on one of his books, which is wild. As an author, that just blows my mind. And so lots of great feedback about the book. So I'm going to share some really good stuff here, enough that you could walk away and apply and get value from it. But I just encourage you to dive in deeper. I'll link to the book, of course, in my show notes. Okay, so the first thing I took away from this book is Alex's core four lead generation strategies. So when you're introduced to the core four in this book, you'll see a visual of like a hand-drawn box divided into four sections. And quick side note, there are a lot of like easy to digest doodles and sketches in this book. And what makes this book really funny to me is when you get it, let's say you buy it on Amazon and it comes in the mail, if you've never seen it, you will get it and say, what the heck is this? The book is like a big, like it's the size of a coloring book, but hard copy. And it does not look like a typical business book, which I'm pretty sure was his plan, but lots of drawings and sketchings in it. So if you are a visual learner, you will absolutely love this as well. I'm not a big visual learner, but if you are, it's going to help you even more. Okay. So the first section, remember I said he has this broken down into these core four lead generation strategies. The first section shows the first strategy, which is warm outreach. So warm outreach is conducted one-to-one in private with people you know. So if you're a brand new business owner, like this is usually the first strategy you turn to, where you'll share your new venture with like family and friends and networking groups, like whoever you already have a relationship with to get some immediate support. In the book, Alex shares that he did this at the start of his fitness business. I absolutely did this at the start of my business, which was I told all of my friends and family that I was doing social media for small businesses. If they knew anyone, let me know. If they needed help, let me know. I did a lot of warm one-on-one outreach for sure. So that's the first section. The second section is cold outreach. So cold outreach is also conducted one-to-one in private, but with people you don't have a prior relationship with. So this could take place on any platform where you can directly contact someone, like through a DM on Instagram or like good old-fashioned cold calling. For the record, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on my podcast, but I used to do cold calling in college. I had this job at the annual fund where people gave money annually to fundraise for the college. And so every single night I would go into the call center, I had a script and we would call alumni and ask for money. And I hated it, but I got good at it and it taught me how to take no after no after no until I got the yes. And I was determined to start getting more yeses than nos. So it was a big challenge for me. But yeah, good old fashioned cold calling. I am no stranger to that. I don't like it. Don't want to ever do it again. But sometimes you got to do it, right? Now, the third section of the core four box is to post free content, which I know we're all familiar with, right? Like this is in our wheelhouse now. So this is conducted publicly from one person, which is you, to many people. But typically the many is an audience that is familiar with you and knows you. So for example, your social media followers, your email list subscribers, your podcast listeners, giving them valuable free content. And that, of course, is going to build your credibility and your trust with them, making them more likely to be interested in a paid offer you have. This is kind of where I live a lot, is in this free content section that he talks about. Now, the last section is to run paid ads, another place where I live in my business. And that's, of course, public because it's you to many. Now, this audience is made up of people who have no idea who you are. So, and some of them do, but many of them don't, which is the key here. So you'll really have to lead with captivating content that has a hook to get these people engaged when using this strategy. I'll share a little bit more about this because in 2024 and beyond, I want to get better with my hooks. I'm not really strong in that area. So that intrigued me and it reminded me how important it was, especially if we're going to run money on paid ads. We got to become really good at hooks. Maybe that's a really great episode I could do on the podcast with an expert who's really good at creating hooks and maybe giving us a formula for that. But you actually will get great value in this book about that as well. Okay. So understanding the core four strategies of lead generation will help you artfully craft your content to the right audiences so you can be as effective and efficient as possible when spending your time and money on getting your offer out there. So he gives strategies and tips and insights into each of these four core areas. Super valuable. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. All right. My second takeaway from his book is how Alex teaches you to maximize your content creation to nurture your leads. I can't tell you enough how important content creation is to the success of your business. And while reading this portion of the book, I was like shaking my head the whole time, like, yes, yes, yes. Because it's one thing to get that lead, but you know how it is. You get somebody on your email list. The most important thing is that they stay there, that they keep opening up your emails, that they're engaged. When people brag, like, I've got an email list of 500,000, what I know in my back of my mind is, okay, but how many of them are truly engaged? How many of them in the last 100 days have actually opened up an email you sent? Like, that's what I'm most interested in my own business and those of my students. And so this takeaway here, maximizing your content creation to nurture your leads, it's everything. So if you follow Alex online and his wife, Layla, then you'll know that they are both prolific content creators. They are everywhere. And that is by design. But he's figured out how to make being all over the internet doable without burnout. Now, this guy works a lot and he feels good with that. Like, he has a different mentality, I think, than me, in the sense that I really actually love people in general that are just like, this is how I do it. I don't care if this is like how you should do it. Like, for example, I'm making this up, but he might say something like, I get up at 6 a.m. and I start working right away. I actually think I watched a video that he said, like, he gets up and he just starts working. He's a machine. He's a hustler. That works for him. And so I always listen to that and I'm intrigued, but I know it's not me. I did that probably for 10 years and I know that I don't want to go back there, but it totally works for him. So when you start watching his content, just remember, he might not be your style in terms of, let's say, how he navigates getting it all done, but there's so many lessons if you read between the lines. And I think that's really where I take a lot of the value. And so again, he has figured out how to kind of be everywhere where he can do it in a way that he's not burnt out. So in the book, he shares a bunch of examples and tips and processes and printouts, which I love, to keep up the momentum of what can feel like the endless cycle of content creation. So I'm going to share a couple of those with you here. So first, I love Alex's unique approach to content ideation. So if you're someone who is always struggling with what the heck you're ever going to post, I get many DMs from you guys saying, I get stuck. I don't have enough content to post. I don't know what else I'm going to post about. Try out this approach here. So rather than focusing or forcing ideas to come to you in a like finite amount of time during a brainstorm session, instead, bring your ideation process into every single day. So just make yourself more conscious of any interesting thoughts and ideas that come your way and write them down. Now, this could be on a piece of paper. My favorite place is the Notes app in my phone. But I know that if I don't document it, I will never remember. And so in your everyday, I have this reminder. Every time I think about that, I think of Michael Hyatt. And he used to say, like, everything's a blog post. He used to blog very, very regularly. And he had a joke, but I think he took it very seriously. Like, everything around you can be a blog post if you look at it the right way. And so I think that's really what Alex is saying too. Pay attention to the ideas and the brainstorms and the insights that come to you on a daily basis and document them. And again, make yourself more conscious that there are things happening all the time that you could be creating content about if you look for it. So this concept, I think, is incredibly valuable. We're going through a change in our social media and wanting to do some different things, and I need to be more involved. And this is one thing I'm definitely taking with me into that strategy. All right. Another thing Alex does that I thought was really interesting, he writes his thoughts in tweets on Twitter, or now we call it X. It's just really hard for me to even call it X, but you know what I'm talking about. Now, I will not do this because I do not use Twitter, but this not only gives him, it's interesting. So hear me out. It gives him an archive of all of his content ideas that he can refer back to, but then also gauge which ideas will perform the best elsewhere based on the interaction he gets on that post. Genius, right? And so we could do this on Instagram, which probably is where I would spend my time doing this, TikTok, Facebook, whatever. I recently heard Gary Vee, who I think has like the best pulse on social media ever. He thinks that Facebook is so underrated and not even used as much as it should be. Like, you know, forever it was the place. And I can absolutely say I use it less and less. I use it for paid advertising, but I don't engage there like I do Instagram. And he feels like it is still a very big gold mine. I thought that was interesting. But wherever you want to post, the whole concept is post your ideas and like micro thoughts, right? Because you're not going to write a novel on social, and see what people respond to the most, and then expand on what gets the most hype, what gets the most engagement, comments. It's nothing new. You know that this concept exists, but are you doing it? And he does it beautifully. So if you want, you could follow him on, I should say X. So I'm just going to say you should follow him on X to see how he does it. Okay, next, you'll want to create your content using Alex's hook, retain, reward system. This is where I really want you to get the book so you can really dive into this. Again, I'm not giving it all away, but again, it's hook, retain, reward. That's the system. So you'll implement the system when it comes to the actual creation of your content so that it's compelling and keeps the viewer, the listener, the reader, whoever, totally engaged. So just like in the chorus of your favorite song, you need to find the hook of your content and then lead with that. So the hook should speak to the viewer's dream outcome, the likelihood of achieving that outcome, plus the time and effort required to meet the outcome. So this is from the book. So I want to repeat that again. The hook should speak to the viewer's dream outcome, the likelihood of achieving that outcome, plus the time and effort required to meet the outcome. So let's take Digital Course Academy, for example. In a 30-second reel to promote the course, I might say, replace your 9-to-5 income in 9 weeks using my tried and true digital course creation and marketing tactics that has made my students millions in revenue. So once the audience is engaged by the hook, you'll retain their interest with value and then finally reward them for taking action like signing up for a newsletter or making a purchase. So I thought that section in the book was incredible. So if you're struggling with creating content, this book will give you all the tools of how to generate the best content for your warm audience. And if you're not creating enough content, you won't be able to test what content will actually convert followers into customers when the time comes to make that big money-making ask. So it's time, my friend, to start creating more content. That's something that I think we all probably need to focus on more. All right, so one more quick takeaway, and then I've got the best quote of the book. So stay with me here, and then I'm going to wrap this up. So the last takeaway I want to share with you today is Alex's give to ask ratio rule. So I noticed that so many course creators and aspiring course creators that I interact with grapple with feeling too spammy or salesy. I hear it all the time. I don't want to sound too salesy. I don't want to be too aggressive. I don't want to be too annoying online. And I think that this rule that Alex recommends will really help you feel balanced about how often you're asking your audience to do something. So at the crux of sustainable growth in anything really is prioritizing value over profit. Prioritizing value over profit. So with that, Alex suggests that every fifth post should be an ask. So serve free value 4 times before you officially ask your audience to invest in your offer. Now, this works for any communication platform from social media to email. And I don't think he specifically said this in the book. I don't remember this part, but I believe like even asking someone to sign up for a freebie, that's still an ask. So the content, Gary Vee used to call this direct and indirect content. Indirect content is you are not asking them to do anything. You're just giving massive value. Direct is sign up for my newsletter or sign up to get this freebie. It's still value, but you are asking for something. So in my mind, when I hear, you know, every fifth post, I'm even thinking like to get them to sign up for something, but you could read through that however it feels right for you. I don't always follow this rule. I just thought it was interesting. And he dropped this really good nugget of wisdom that I wanted to share, which is free content keeps paid customers happy. I thought that was really, really true. Free content, let's say valuable free content, keeps paid customers happy. And that's important. Okay, I promised you one of my favorite quotes from the book. So this is what he said. Quote, if you're starting out, you don't need a lot. All you need is a tax ID, a bank account, a way to take payments, and a way to communicate with people. But that last part, a way to communicate with people, is the most important part. It's how you get leads. So even though I had no idea I was doing warm reach outs, one of the core four, it's how I got my first leads. I still get leads this way, just with bigger numbers. And I'll show you how you can too, which he does in the book. But I wanted to read that quote because so many of you are just getting started. You need less than you think you do to start getting your business off the ground, to get going. I promise you, you are overthinking it. You need less than you think you do to get started. So I hope you love the shorty episode, and I just highly recommend the book. I'll link to it in my show notes. I literally just scratched the surface of the gems in this book. So go get it for yourself. And when it comes in the mail, you will be like, why is this book so huge? But if you put it on your desk, you can't ignore it. You'll be reading it because it is loud and proud, and it will definitely grab your attention if it's part of your books on your bookshelf. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this, and I cannot wait to see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Same time, same place. Can't wait.